in the highest degree of patience is to desire the cross. Our love for God, who became man, remember. Who knows the second station of the cross? First station, Jesus condemned to death. Second station, Jesus takes up his cross. Christian, let's have a gift. You see the way of the cross, don't you? Now, members of the Society of Jesus, Jesuit priests, have the faculty to bless one side of the cross, to bless a crucifix. And all you have to do is hold the crucifix in your hands, and you make the way of the cross. Did you know that? Shall I do that now? Is it okay? I always carry my weapon with me. Whatever crucifix you have, if see for the next class, if we offer, pay those two. One side of the cross. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. That's what I do in traveling. 35,000 feet in the air, I'm making the way of the cross. Hold my crucifix in my hands, and I make the 14 stations. So, the highest degree of patience, is to desire the cross out of love for God, who, as you know, became man, and chose the cross out of love for me. Sisters, 3 years ago, I didn't used to talk this way, but I do. It's real. Of course, patience is not only a difficult virtue. It is, to repeat ourselves, impossible to practice by our own natural powers. If there is one message that Christ kept repeating to those who believe in him, it was and is to suffer patiently. You will be called this valley of tears. Mothers tell me, if when a baby is born, it doesn't begin to cry immediately. There's something wrong. The end of the world comes. Unless we're fully anesthetized, we leave the world in pain. And God is merciful. He gives us, well, shall I say, vacations from pain. Thanks, Lord. Thanks. Remember, he told us, we are his disciples, only we care our daily cross. And Sister, that does not mean once in 24 hours. Some of you don't like it at all. Oh, no. Talk about patience. And remember what he said. The hardest patience to practice is love. hindering pain in the body. I'm sure we all know the realities of our sisters and then make a suggestion. Over the years, during the Lenten season, I think, oh, what kind of mortification can I practice? Guess what I do? I would memorize one gospel each Lent. Sisters, what do we remember? Remember what you want to remember. What do you forget? What do you want to forget? The will is behind the memory. And now, these Beatitudes, says our Lord. Blessed are you, then, people reproach you and persecute you and speaking falsely, see all kinds of evil against you for my sake. He tells us, rejoice and exult, for your reward is great in heaven. For so do they persecute the prophets who were before us. Sisters, except for the least attitude, I would have either died long ago or been permanently institutionalized. Sisters, if you practice the first 7 attitudes, then design yourself to practice number 8. If you practice the first 7 Beatitudes, then expect to practice the 8th. And sisters, you might say, Father, don't you talk? No, you're talking to missionaries of charity. All this persecution, this rejection. We don't know where you get the idea. You mean that we should expect persecution? And sisters, persecution from whom? Shall I say it? No. Loving fellow religious. There are certain parts that I've said of these talks that I'm giving that will not be recorded, or better, never be left recorded. This is one. My prediction Detroit Province. This is, well, about 10 years ago. I was then living in Washington, D.C. And the minister made his annual visitation to the judges living in Detroit, living in Washington. There were, as I remember, 9 of us. So, the first informal meeting was to be in a restaurant. Very, very fine restaurant. Good food. The meeting was scheduled, I remember. For 6 o'clock in the evening.